السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. In the Isha Salat, Maulana recited these verses of Surah Hujurat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala announces, وَعَلَمُوا, know fully well, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Many things were addressed to the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, because they were the first congregation, they were the first audience. But it is for people until the day of Qiyamah. So the believers are told, or everyone is being told, that know fully well, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that amongst you, in your midst, is the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, in your midst is His Messenger. It is His Rasul, it is His Apostle. Meaning that He has been sent to you for your guidance. He does not say anything of His own accord. He is guided by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He receives wahi. Now He is in your midst. لَوْ يُطْوِعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. In many matters of yours, if He had to obey you, then you will the one be the one that will suffer difficulty, hardship, pain, problem, misery, adversity, whatever word you want to use. So if it's getting hot, then make it a little cooler. So he says, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that if He had to obey you in your opinions in every matter, just by way of explanation, then He is not going to be in difficulty. You are going to be in difficulty. Meaning that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us is for our benefit. No benefit accrues to Allah Ta'ala or His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the reason when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Then we say that there can be only four kind of praises. Either Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praises Himself in the Quran Sharif or through the Ahadith, Hadith Qudsi, or through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah Ta'ala praises Himself. That is one kind of praise. Or the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praise and glorify Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So either Allah Ta'ala praises Himself, or the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praise Him. The third thing is, where the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they praise somebody else. So Allah Ta'ala praises Himself, or the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala praise Allah Ta'ala, or the servants of Allah Ta'ala praise some other servants of His who are engaged in activities which are sterling, which are very good, which are causing great amount of benefit to the people. So they are praising Him. So that is the third one. Or Allah Ta'ala praises someone from amongst His servants. So all four kinds of praises, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, are for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because whatever good quality any person has is also given by Allah Ta'ala. So all this praise belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says that this Nabi of mine who is amongst you, who is in your midst, if he has to obey you, then you will be in difficulty. You will suffer adversity, problems, pain. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah Ta'ala has made Iman beloved to you. He has endeared it to you. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And He has beautified your hearts with that Iman. He has made hearts, in your hearts, Iman beloved, Mahbub. He has beautified it. فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. وَزَيَّنَ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْإِسْيَانِ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made disbelief, sin and disobedience, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it abhorrent to you, detested in your life. And then Allah Ta'ala goes further to say that these are the people who are rightly guided, and not that they achieved all these things again because of their own abilities. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. It is the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I'm not going to the tafsir, this is not the majlis of tafsir, but because it was recited in the Isha Salat, it just came to mind that these are the things that we have to understand. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He has chosen for us the deen of Islam, then in every aspect of the teachings of the deen of Islam, there is nothing but benefit for us. Now imagine if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to be like our governments, or the governments of our time, that he had to go by majority decisions, and he had to follow the constitution of some government of our time, where the majority, they want cinemas, theatres, discos, nudity. They want everything must be legalized. There must be nothing that must be prohibited. Then could you have ever brought a revolution, a transformation, and a total change in the lives of the companions? And not only that, but that the whole country, there was nothing but peace, harmony, contentment, satisfaction, and everybody was pious, righteous. Every person protected the property of the others, the dignity of the others, the wealth of the others, the wives and children of the others were respected and protected. Would that have happened if he was following some kind of democracy, the type that we understand, majority decisions? Opinions of everybody must be respected. All voters' opinions must be respected. So Allah Ta'ala says, my Nabi does not wait for votes. He is not there for votes, that first you must give him enough votes, then he will rule. Even if nobody gives him any vote, the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will still announce, and he will propagate, and he will call towards that message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even if he doesn't have one vote. And that is exactly the pattern that we have to follow if we want to see any kind of change in the society. That is the pattern that we will have to follow. If we are not going to follow that pattern, it will be just talk, talk and talk shows. They call it also talk shows. That means just talk and make yourself happy that I spoke. Maybe kuch bola. That is what it is. So that is what we have to follow, the pattern of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even if you have just one follower, if you have just one person listening to you, or you have just one person submitting, and the majority saying that we are not prepared to follow. It is very difficult giving up sins in these times. How can we ever do it? You must entertain us with those same haram things that the others are entertaining. Then we are prepared to come to your programs. Then we are prepared to listen. So if we have to follow that line, then they are the ones that are going to suffer. Because they will not find a change within themselves. They will remain always confused and their lives will remain restless as before. But if the person makes up his mind that I want to follow that which is in the Quran and Sunnah, even though it takes me a little time, even though it may be a little difficult, but as long as I know that I am on the right road, so then as I explained in one majlis, that if you are on the right road, then even if there is heavy traffic and you are jammed in that traffic, but you are on the right road, then sooner or later you will reach your destination. You may not be able to travel at 120 miles an hour, but even if you are crawling on the right road, sooner or later you will reach your destination. So on the right road, on Sirat-e-Haq, on the path of Haq, there will be a lot of traffic, there will be a lot of obstacles, there will be a lot of road closures, there will be a lot of tolls and a lot of speed bumps and so many kind of things that will slow the person down. But if he keeps on making istighfar, he keeps on making tawbah, he makes up his mind that I want to please my Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will take what comes, but I will not take another road which is easier and which gives enjoyment to the nafs and pleasure to the nafs, but takes me on the direction of the fire of hell, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make him progress. And then those are the people that they will enjoy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessings in both this world and in the akhirat, even though they may be slow. So there's nothing to lose hope, but first of all determine that we are on the right road. Find out, that is the road that I am taking right or wrong? If it is the wrong road, then the sensible person must turn around. The road of drugs, the road of cinemas, the road of theatres, the road of rave clubs, the road of gambling dens, and the road of adultery and fornication, and the road of all other vices and evils is not the right road. It's going to take the person in a different direction altogether. The more he travels on that road, the more he is distancing himself from peace, from contentment, from satisfaction, from happiness, from sukune dil, the more he is distancing himself. So if he's sensible, he must turn around. Lots of people, they say, Mawlana, I'm missing my salat. I'm not doing this right. I don't make any zikr. I don't make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. I'm weak when it comes to ibadat or this or that. Or I make a lot of ghibat, I indulge in adultery. So the question we ask, that when you know that it is wrong, then what should a sensible person do? The person knows that it is wrong. It's not that he doesn't know. If the person knows that the engine of his car is faulty, so now if he keeps on singing, the engine of my car is faulty, the engine of my car is faulty, will it get repaired? He must get it repaired. The person who does not know, then we can say, all right, he did not know. But the person who knows, what must he do? So when we know that our spiritual engines are faulty, then get them repaired. Then see how they move on the highway. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. We can see what is happening around the globe, at present especially in Beirut, or in Lebanon, capital which is Beirut. You can see how many ships are coming in just to transport those people who came into Beirut for what? For fun, for pleasure, for the nightlife, for the discos, for the dancing, for the drinking. These things were flourishing there. Now those foreigners were coming, and our Muslim brothers and sisters, wherever the disbelievers go, whichever direction they go, then we too follow the same direction. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very merciful, He is very forgiving. Sometimes he sends certain kind of disasters so that we may open up our eyes, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that we may turn towards him. So we must take lessons from what happens around the globe, but we must not point fingers and say that they were very sinful ones. We are very pious, very righteous. Look at what is happening in our neighborhood. Just a kilometer or two down the road, what is happening at the Suncoast Casino? And in all the rave clubs and theaters and cinemas, and on the beachfront, go and see what is happening. Who doesn't know? So if we are given those kind of opportunities, we'll do the same thing. So we should make a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar, and make a lot of dua for them too. What kind of hardship and difficulty and problems they are going through. No light, no food, no clothing, no shelter. Homes are bombarded, but innocent people then suffer. So make a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar, and this is a majlis of tawbah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept our tawbah and change the condition around the globe. Ya subhi Madina, ya shami Madina, ya subhi Madina, ye sham-e-madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina ye subh-e-madina ye sham-e-madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina Bala jaane kya jaan momina e aalam bala jaane kya jaan momina e aalam tera kaif e khush kharam e madina ye subh e madina ye sham-e-madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina Who knows the intoxication that the Allah wala's and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam get when they see the green dome, when they see the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or when they have the opportunity to be in Madina Sharif, morning of Madina Sharif, the evening of Madina Sharif, the namazas of Madina Sharif, the salatu wasalam in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at the Rauza Mubarak. Ye subhe Madina ye sham-e-madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar eh tera me madina ye subh e madina ye sham e madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e madina ye subh e madina ye sham-e-madina mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e-madina madina 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 bada lutf deta hai naam-e-madina Madina 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہیچ ہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، 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 سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. Where are you searching for peace of mind, for sukoon e dil? Where are you searching for tranquility of your heart? You can search anywhere and everywhere, you will never find it. You think you're going to find sukoon in cinemas, theatres, discos, rave clubs, adultery, fornication, or in any kind of nizam which is against that nizam and that constitution and that administration that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam set up in Madina Sharif. If you want peace, if you want happiness, if you want contentment and satisfaction, then he say you will have to follow the nizam of Madina Sharif. That's where the sukoon is, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam guided. And this is exactly what we were discussing, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to follow us in our opinions and say that because the large majority of the people want this or that, so therefore I must legislate accordingly, then everybody would have been in great pain and suffering and difficulty. Sukoon and peace lies in the nizam of Madina Sharif.
Sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon jahan hai nizam Madina. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
That's the time you will receive true freedom, true freedom. At present we are in chains. Nafs and shaitan has chained us. What kind of freedom is there that wherever nafs and shaitan drags us, we just go along? Down the gutters of shame and disgrace, shaitan is dragging. Places of filth, places of dirt, places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. But we say we are free. What is that freedom? It says, if we become the slave of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will get true freedom. Remove all other chains. Can be hundreds of chains that tie us. Remove all those chains. And ask Allah Ta'ala to tie us very, very strongly and firmly in the chains of His muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah with that muhabbat. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allah Allah
Allah, 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 अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں
وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ واتباعہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. او مائی بلاول اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, موسٹ جنرس کائنڈ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. We have gathered again. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, hum apne bheek ka haath phailaye hue hai, apne bheek ka pyala phailaye hue. Ya Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you. You dearly love those sinners who seek forgiveness of their sins. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. We have taken your Mubarak name. As great as your name, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, we are not announcing our sins. We are not expressing joy and happiness and satisfaction over our sins. If that had been the case, then why should we have gathered here, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have gathered in this majlis of Tawbah because we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, humare gunahon par hum nadim aur sharminda hai. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. We may be the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, but Ya Allah, we are your slaves. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you turn away your glance of forgiveness, of mercy from us, where do we sinners go? Ya Allah, hum kidhar jaye? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can beg. There is no deity for us that we can extend our hands before and beg. Ya Allah, we haven't extended our hands before some idol of stone that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. You are watching us, my beloved Allah. This very moment that we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you are seeing each and every one of us. You are seeing our raised heads before you. You are seeing the tears of shame that's flowing from our eyes. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. And Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness that you forgive us. Unlimited treasures of mercy that you shower your mercy upon us. Unlimited treasures of risk and sustenance that you give us halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, your unlimited treasures of cure from diseases and ailments and sicknesses that you cure us of all our sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kiye, we are turning towards you. If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness, then my Allah, we will face nothing but destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr, destruction in the akhirah. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Our sins have gone over the limit, my Allah. We have disobeyed you at every step of our lives. We use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. Din raat tera hi khana kha kar, ya Allah, jab badan mein quwwat aati hai, to hum maasiyat mein, gunah mein, usko istemal karte. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have caused the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our dark deeds and dark actions. My beloved Allah, another Allah would have destroyed us. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem. There is no Allah besides you. Tere siwa koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi, tere siwa koi mashhood nahi. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you are the one who gave us strength in our bodies. And we use that strength for your disobedience. But we are seeking forgiveness, my Allah, for the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, humse razi ho ja. Become pleased with us. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put your love into our hearts. Your love into the hearts of every ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That ummat, oh, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered so much. That ummat for whom he was stoned in Taif, his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. My Allah, your beloved Nabi, masoom and sinless, being stoned. How must have the angels witnessed those scenes? Ya Allah, he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif. Intestines of animals are placed on his back. That same Haram Sharif in which we make tawaf with such ease and such comfort. Ya Allah, dirt and filth thrown on the back of the greatest after you. Ya Allah, he is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. The pins of his helmet penetrate his jaws. Shaab ibn Abi Talib, ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. The time comes that they have to chew leather and leaves of trees for survival. Ah, my Allah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed in his Rauza Mubarak that that ummat for whom you suffered so much, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you prayed so much, that ummat for whom you bled so much, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, casinos, adultery, fornication, fraud, the ummat on the stages of the world, dancing, singing. Ah, my Allah, the ummat with musical tones at your very Rauza Mubarak in the cell phones. Few meters away in the hotel rooms watching the filth on the television screens. My beloved Allah, what kind of pain and injury we must be causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, whatever has happened, has happened. The life that is gone, is gone. The life that remains, Ya Allah, we want to be on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my Allah. Distance us from all haram actions. Give us the himmat to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that have brought corruption and fitnas. Our children have become disobedient. Our daughters have lost their shame and modesty. Our wives, my beloved Allah, there's no more unity and happiness. Our homes have become places of fitnas, fights, quarrels, arguments. Yet we don't have the himmat and the courage to throw out of our lives everything that is haram and forbidden. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. You gave man the intelligence and the technology to transplant hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage of bypass. Our arteries are so clogged, my beloved Allah, and our hearts have become so damaged that we need a transplant. We need a transplant of a sound spiritual heart. And it is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya. Dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma. Khudaya fazl farma. Khudaya fazl farma. We are seeking from your grace, my beloved Allah. We know we don't deserve it, but we are seeking from you. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing. Give us shifa from our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ruhani or jismani bimariyon se hame shifa ata farma. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or wherever they may be, or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many of our brothers and sisters have undergone operations. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Especially in Lebanon, Palestine, and other parts of the world. Ah, my beloved Allah, where there's so much of bombing and destruction of Muslim life and property. Allah, so many children have been injured, so many adults have been injured. So many men and women have landed in hospitals where there is no facility also to treat them. Where Allah, sabku shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those zalim Yahudis. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Ya Allah, we are asking you to let the winds of hidayat and guidance of Islam and Iman blow throughout the continents. For those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, the torture, the bombings. They will continue throwing their missiles and their bombs and continue using their arms and ammunition and their helicopters. Ya Allah, then we are handing over to you, my beloved Allah. Use your hidden forces against them. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give hidayat to the governments of Muslim countries. My beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our health, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't seize those bounties because of our sins and our disobedience, my beloved Allah. Bless us rizq which is halal. Those who are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their financial difficulty. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from borrowing on interest from the banks. When our carpets are going to be on interest, our homes on interest, our curtains on interest, our furniture on interest, our cars on interest, everything on interest, how do we expect rahmat and mercy? Give us hidayat, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have to die, we have to leave this world one day. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Jaisi karni vaisi bharni. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to present ourselves before you. How are we going to stand before you? Ya Allah, when somebody is arrested and is taken to court, he covers his face to save himself or herself from embarrassment and shame. On the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, oh my Allah, don't let any shame and disgrace and humiliation come upon us. Ey Khuda, iman dara ruswa makun. Ey Khuda, iman dara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirriman paida makun. Ya Allah, we know that we are sinful, but don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us. Ya Allah, remove the hardship, the difficulties and suffering of entire mankind, wherever there's drought, famine, flood, disasters. Ya Allah, remove that suffering that mankind is suffering. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film on the in television, or glued to some filthy site on the internet, or reading some filthy magazine. We don't know when the earth will shake beneath our feet. We don't know when death will come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Hamari roo jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Let our janaza be in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Let our burial be Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat and mercy blow, we too may be forgiven. Lekin agar waha muqaddar nahi hai, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qabool farma. Gash talim ko qabool farma. Jitne bhi tere raah ke andar phir rahe hai, ya Allah, unko qubool farma. Ey Allah, masajid, madaris, khankaon ki mehnat qubool farma. Protect the haramain sharifain, protect masjid aqsa. Ey Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. With his 124,000 glorious shining stars, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, hatim ke andar namaze padh kar jo. And the duas that he made when he attached himself at the multazam. Multazam se chimat karke kitna manga mere pyare Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, by Allah, his beard got wet with his tears. And the duas that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim. And the duas that he made after drinking zamzam. And the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa. And the du'as that he made at Mina, and the du'as that he made at Arafat, from Zuhr till Maghrib, he extended his Mubarak hands and he begged, and he begged, and he begged. For whom, my Allah? For sinners like us that we're going to come after him? And the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the good wishes, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one. who has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problem, the suffering, the pain, the misery, the depression that each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you is suffering. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your ihsan, remove that suffering, that pain, that depression, that difficulty, that hardship, that test and the trial. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, those whose parents, children, wives, family members, and in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, whosoever passed away, forgive them and give them Jannat al-Firdaus. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.